NBC News. I'm Tim Berg. The search for a missing University of Missouri student is ending in tragedy. Police confirming Riley Strain's body was found in a Nashville river Friday. Nashville Police Chief John Drake making the announcement.
As they were removing an object from the river, they noticed what appeared to be Riley Strain pop up. The fire department was called in, retrieved the body from the river. The medical examiner's office reviewed the body, and we've confirmed that it is Riley Strain.
The 22-year-old had not been seen since March 8th when he was asked to leave Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar. Police saying there are no signs of foul play. Following a Senate investigation into the price of inhalers, three major pharmaceutical companies agreed to cap the price of the medical device. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, who chairs the Senate Health Committee, speaks about the price cap.
Within a very short period of time, the vast majority of Americans with asthma and COPD will pay no more than $35 at the pharmacy counter for the inhalers that they purchase.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States is still actively engaged with other countries to negotiate a hostage release between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. Blinken speaking after a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv.
We're intensely engaged in them, working with the Qataris, working with the Egyptians, working with Israel. We have teams in Doha.
A second flight of Americans fleeing Haiti has reached the United States safely. On Thursday, a flight evacuating 80 Americans landed in Miami. The State Department has encouraged all U.S. citizens to leave Haiti as political unrest and gang violence escalate. This is USA News.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A new video released by the New York Post shows a group of illegal immigrants tearing down razor wire in Texas, trying to get into the United States. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon weighs in on the video and the influx of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers at the southern border on Fox Business.
Anybody that watches that video will understand that, that's not the border being secure. I mean, we passed a federal law back in 2006, the Secure Fence Act, that demanded that the Homeland Security Secretary have operational control of the southern border.
New York's Democrat Attorney General is gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties if he doesn't come up with a huge amount of bond money by Monday. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Nestle has initiated a recall of more than 440,000 Starbucks mugs due to safety concerns. USA's John Schaefer explains.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has warned that these mugs are prone to overheating and breaking, posing a risk of burns and other injuries. The recall applies to metallic mugs included in the 2023 holiday Starbucks-branded gift sets that were sold at Walmart, Target, and military retail outlets.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.